So according to tech mythology, it was sometime in 1979 that a young Steve Jobs walked into the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center and changed Christian theology. All right, not exactly. It would, in fact, be 5 years until the rest of the world saw the fruit of Jobs' discovery at Xerox, that is, 1984's release of the Macintosh computer. And I can tell from the look on your faces that the effect that this had on Christian theology might still be difficult to discern. But trust me, it happened. All good things come from Apple. And contrary to the traditional Luddite tendencies of the church, I think the church is far better off in these post-Macintosh days than it was prior to 1984. But let's back up the story just a bit. What was it that Steve Jobs saw when he went to the Xerox PARC? What he saw was the Xerox Alto, a new experimental computer that Xerox had been developing there in the nascent Silicon Valley. Rather than a command line blinking away at the bottom of the screen, the Xerox Alto had a graphic user interface. Little symbols representing documents and files gathered together on a field into windows. It had a mouse. And in order to activate the files, you drug them. I mean, you all know how this works, right? You drag the mouse over and you click. And it makes the file come to life. This was revolutionary and has changed the way that we compute on a daily basis. Now, as revolutionary as it was, neither Jobs nor Xerox invented the term icon. In fact, it is in usage all the way back to ancient Greek. But what Jobs did with that ancient term was to refine it and make it accessible to a broad audience, at least the broad audience of you, even though our children don't really know what that means. Now, traditionally, in post-Reformation Western Europe, icon is synonymous with the word image. That is, representation or picture, in the simple sense. This is what we see embedded in the translation of Paul's letter to the Colossians this morning. Recall, it is written that he, that is Jesus, is the image of the invisible God. Jesus, it says in Greek, is the icon of the invisible God, and it is handed down to us as the image, the picture. Now, this creates, for me at least, something of a logical challenge, does it not for you? He is the image of the invisible. That doesn't make much sense. It's kind of like a photocopy of a blank page. Or taking a picture of the dark without a flash. It also, and again, this is largely for the Western Church, the Eastern Orthodox tradition has a much richer notion of iconography, and you'll have to ask Wick Roland about that. But in the Western Church, this notion of icon as simply picture speaks of something static, something flat, something even distant. Jesus is the image of God, for sure. See Jesus? See God. Got it. But 2,000 years later, Jesus seems a little distant and invisible. So what's the point? So let's re-enter the world of modern computing. Imagine the screen of the 1984 Apple Macintosh, the one gathering dust in your basement. Or of your home computer, laptop or desktop, doesn't matter. Or better yet, here, let's do this, because it's 9 o'clock and we can do such things. Take the smartphone out of your pocket. I'm giving you permission. Okay? Take it out. All right. Get it ginned up there. It's an archaic term for you. Get it ginned up and find the Facebook icon. I know it's there. Okay? Even if you don't, I know it's there. The Facebook icon, it's the blue one with the white F. Now press the blue button with the white F on it, and what happens? It's interaction. It's not just representation, right? It's not just a blue button with a white F on it. It is interaction. It explodes into an infinite amount of information and opportunity. Now, while you've got it up, go ahead and check in at Christ Church Cathedral. Okay? Interact with it. It's begging you. This is the kind of icon that Jesus is. Yes, he is representational, not that he looked like God. Let's not be that concrete about things, but that his story highlights key facts and themes in the story of God's relationship with people from the beginning that was in the beginning until the end that is at the very end. Jesus is representational of God, but he is also interactive. Some might say relational. To encounter Jesus is more than simply getting up close and personal with the distilled likeness of the God that we cannot see. Reaching out and participating with Christ reveals infinitely more than we ever would have imagined about God. Jesus, in all of his profound importance, is just the placeholder on the screen. But there's more. Colossians 3:10 tells us that through Christ, our souls, and indeed our very lives, are being remade into the image and likeness of Jesus himself. Now follow along here. We are being remade into the image and likeness of he who is the image and likeness of God. It's an icon of an icon, an image of an image. It's kind of trippy, right? But you know how this works. Now, since you have Facebook open, take a picture of me preaching. Or Bishop Curry, right? We'll lean over the front. And share it with your friends. Now they have something of the experience of what it means to be here in the body of Christ interacting with Jesus. Your lives, being transformed, are now interactive gateways for people to interact with Jesus and interact with God. Hashtag evangelism, hashtag social media. What do you think, Canon Razine? All right. That might all have been just too silly for a Sunday morning. But let's frame it up a little different. In just a minute, all here gathered will be invited to take part in our communion service. Whether you are baptized and wish to receive bread and wine, whether you are not baptized or from a different place in your spiritual walk and just want to come up and hear a word of blessing spoken into your life, do not miss this opportunity today. Do not miss the opportunity to interact with Jesus today. Do not mistake what we're about to do next in the service as a simple act or an opportunity to get a closer look at an aging picture of an invisible God. Prepare your hearts and your minds to interact with Jesus, and he will open up God to you. For he is the icon of the invisible God. And in him, all the fullness of God is pleased to dwell. Amen.